Whether you're seeking to buy or sell a classic car, call Matt Thorolson at Mad Muscle Garage Classic Collector Car Sales and Services at 952-220-2993 or email him at matt@madmusclegarage.com for further details.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Wagner's Drive-In is the place for homemade lip-smacking car chow when you get hungry while cruising or coming or going to a car show or cruise-in. Jump in at 7000 West Broadway in Brooklyn Park or call 763-533-8262.
That's right. Cool things are happening right here on KSIZ. Sizzling 99.9. Good morning, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz, the Street Beat. And I've got Brian Moorhall, a.k.a. Speedy, on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are we talking about today, pal?
Well, you know, this weekend, things are really starting to take off. This is kind of the kickoff weekend. Man, it started yesterday with a lot of stuff happening at night, a lot of cruise-ins continuing into this weekend. A lot of events happening this weekend. But what I thought I would do would be to cover some of the weekly and bi-weekly and monthly cruise-in type events that are coming up this year. You know, as we always say, there's something going on every day of the week in the Twin Cities if you wanted to bring your car to someplace. So starting out Monday nights, it's Wagner's every Monday night at Wagner's Drive-In in Brooklyn Park. The guys get together and hang out from like 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock every Monday night at Wagner's, 7000 West Broadway in Brooklyn Park. Then I found one that happens in Bloomington at the Applebee's at 96th and Lindale. Every Friday and Saturday night from 6:30 to 9:30, a bunch of car people get together and just cruise in to the Applebee's in Bloomington. Starting tomorrow, May 3rd, the first Sunday roll-in in Maple Lake, just in downtown Maple Lake. The first Sunday of every month throughout the summer, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's classic car and motorcycle roll-in in Maple Lake. Saturday nights, the Hopkins Cruisers have their summer roll-in season down by the Dairy Queen and Napa store on Main Street at the west end of Main Street. Then there's one that happens every Saturday over in St. Paul on West 7th Street called the West End Cruise-In. That's every Saturday from 4 to 9 p.m. Happens all summer long. It just goes on and on and on. And we'll have all these posted on the Twin Cities Car Cruising Group Facebook page, all these different events that are happening. I just looked, and through the first week of June, I have 194 events already posted.
194? My God.
Right. This is everything from the events that happen once a week to, you know, every couple weeks. You know, our friends, the Bebop Cruisers, second and fourth Wednesday of every month, they're up at the VFW in Crystal on Bass Lake Road. I mean, so this includes all that. You can go any place, any day of the week in the Twin Cities area and greater Minnesota, and there's something going on for the car guy.
Yeah. But 194, come on. I mean,
that's just through June 4th right now.
That's right. Go, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Keep going. Keep going. They're all over the place, man.
Oh, I tell you, every restaurant, every VFW seems like they want to have some kind of a car cruising.
And you know,
we've talked about in the past, we're seeing more of the cruise-in, roll-in type stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where there's no judging. It's just fun time to get together. The people can just come and go as they want. You know, that's what it's all about at Wagner's. A group last Friday, a week ago yesterday, a new group tried to get something going over at Wagner's. And they probably had 30 cars show up for that, and it was not the same cars that show up on Monday night. So this is a crazy time of the year in Minnesota for car people.
And we're seeing things that we normally don't see. And, you know, looking at the Wagner's drive-in that we just went through, I mean, This Jeep, well, no, it wasn't a Jeep. It was a Ford Bronco that shows
up. Ford Bronco, right. 68 Ford Bronco that had a 5-liter Coyote engine stuffed under the hood.
Oh.
The engineering in that and the conversion, what it took to put that into it, is absolutely amazing. You know, been around the car industry a long time and around hot rods and customs, and that's one of the best builds I have ever seen.
Without a doubt, perfection. Yeah, and you know, without a doubt, and you know, when you look at the engine, I said, man, there's not much room in there anymore.
No, they had to lift the body 2 inches and cut an inch out of each side of the fender wells in order to get that big Coyote V8 to fit in it.
And the rat rod trucks that came in, those were amazing, and they were clean work. I mean, you look at this stuff, and you know, and the stories. And you can see some of this at the Speedy and Spitz Facebook page as well. I mean, take a peek at some of the things that we've been doing with some footage and videos. When you have a chance, stop by and check it out. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, another one of those cars that impressed me that we've got video of is the 1968 Barracuda Mod Top.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the late 60s, Plymouth came out with flowered vinyl tops. And this car is very rare. One of 14 in this green that were made. And we saw that Friday night. And I've seen those before, and I thought it was just the vinyl top that was that flower, that mod top.
Yeah.
But it's also the interior.
Unbelievable. I mean, the seats, I'm looking at the inside and I'm going, wow, this is very, very rare.
Yep. Oh, that was a fun time, that's for sure.
Without a doubt. So, what else are we talking about today?
Well, since this is the big weekend, kind of kicking everything off for the summer, I just thought we'd listen to some hot rod tunes on Speedy's Jukebox. So, it's Speedy's Car Tunes this week. And we're going to start with the song Hot Rod by the Collins Kids. That was recorded back in 1958 by brothers and sisters, the Collins. Lori Collins was 16 and Larry was 14. And just listen to the song. It's just incredible rockabilly music that these young teenagers recorded back in 1958. Then we're going to go with Hot Rod Heart by John Fogerty. And we're going to wrap up with Scandinavian Hot Rod by our friends, the Hoodals.
Right on. Thanks for being on today, Brian, and we'll talk soon, all right?
You bet.
Yeah, nicely done. So the choices for Speedy and Spitz, or, you know, I should say, you know, Speedy's Jukebox, is the Collin Kids with Hot Rod, John Fogerty with Hot Rod Heart, and the Scandinavian Hot Rod by the Hoodals. Let's go to the music.
I'm only 14. With a little bit of Von Dutch, I found a real cute baby. She's a real swangin' baby. And she says we'll go steady just as soon as I get me a hot rod. I'm gonna take her for a moonlight drive. As I get me a hot rod, with my baby sitting close to me, we'll do a little dragon, don't you see? We'll even lay a plan for you and me. As soon as I get me a hot rod, yeah, I'm only 14, but I'm going on 15, but I wanna be 16, so I can get me a hot rod. But I wanna be 16.
got a hot rod heart. Ooh, let's go prowling, sneaking like we used to do. Way back in the country, cut across the cornfields too. Big old Harley and a big old moon, big old gator putting on the zoom. I got a hot rod.
Show. She's a Scandinavian hot rod, a hot rod from Duluth, built by a hard-headed Finn. There ain't no villain, a rat rod to tell you the truth. What is a 36 Ford with a 44 clip? She chopped and channeled like a rocket ship. The girls go crazy when we go for a ride. The solenoid doors keep them locked inside. She's a Scandinavian hot rod. There's a hot rod from Duluth. She's all flat black. There ain't no villain. A rat rod to tell you the truth. Take her away, boy! There's a car from the cities, a trailer queen, a turnkey coupe that's a squeaky clean. She tried to race a hot rod from Duluth, put a hole in the block you could see right through. She's a Scandinavian hot rod, a hot rod from Duluth. There ain't no billet. A rat run to tell you the truth. There ain't no fucking way. To make the story shorter and to the point, the Finn got lucky out on Park Point. Now he followed her to Hibby, but he'll never change. He's shutting down tuners on the Iron Range. It's the Scandinavian hot rod. It's a hot rod from Duluth. By a hard-headed Finn, there ain't no villain. A rat rat to tell you the truth. Oh, one more time, hot rod! Ah! Well, it's a Scandinavian hot rod. A hot rod to tell you the truth. She's all flat black, there ain't no villain. A rat rat to tell you the truth. A rat rat to tell you the truth. truth. A little finished chrome for you right here, boy. That's the truth.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on. They've got gospel in the air. Reverend Green, be glad to see you. Then you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. We'll be right back.
Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Slow.
your car summarized and prepare for the warmer weather ahead with a car care package at TSI Smith Nielsen, conveniently located at 7860 Jolly Lane North, Brooklyn Park, or call Brad or Chris at 763-424-6630.
Sizzling 99.9 KSIZ, where the MSP comes alive.
Great things are happening right here on KSIZ, Sizzling 99.9. You're listening to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat, and we have got Wolf on the line. Good morning, my friend, and how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm here. I'm alive. I have a pulse, and oh, good Lord, it's a nice day. What do you think, man?
It is. It's beautiful.
You know, let's talk a little bit about, when you were growing up out in Omaha. I mean, there's so many things that are, as a kid, we get distracted, right? Because you always want to go outside and play. And, back in the day, you didn't have, a personal device. You didn't have an iPhone. You didn't have a phone. You know, the only phone was on the wall attached to a cord that you had to run to. And especially if you have other siblings in the house, you're always racing for who is calling you, right? But you get distracted,
right?
You get the black and white TV going on, and was then it converted over to color. But the beauty about it is that 45s and 76 RPMs, when we're talking about records back in the day, you were able to go to a record shop and pull in some headphones and buy your record, a 45. How was all of that going on in Omaha when you were growing up?
It was going on great. I appreciated that we had such great music back then and could enjoy it at home. No concerts. We didn't go to many concerts because they didn't have that many back then. But yeah, I had a lot of 45s. I had one, the top 50 songs from a radio station, KOMA. I think it was in Oklahoma City. They had an art contest. I mailed in my art, got first prize, and won all these records. And boy, I loved it. I had a little record player, and I just kept playing. That's all I do. I go in my room, and I'd sit, and I'd play the records and sing along with them, and it was really enjoyable. And my two favorite singers was Elvis Presley and Ricky Nelson. And I went to see Elvis in the latter years of his life about 3 or 4 times with my wife. Got one of his scarves for her that he throws off. But growing up, when I had those 45s, Ricky Nelson came to town in Omaha, and I knew from their show, the Nelsons, he and David had a 41 Ford in that sitcom. I had that 41 Ford, the same two-door sedan. So I grabbed some 45 records of his, got in the car, and I went and I parked behind the auditorium. Sure enough, when the limo pulled up, he saw that 41 Ford, he walked right over. He was so friendly. It was a great deal. I enjoyed so much meeting him in person, shaking his hand, and then he autographed the 45 records I had of his, and that was a great time, really great time. And I took some of those records. A friend of mine had a 59 Pontiac that he souped up, sort of say, and customized. He had a 45 RPM record player in there. I couldn't believe that thing did not skip. He was the only one I know that had that. And we used to take my records and we'd go out for a spin. It was a convertible. And we'd play those records. And it was a great, 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 great time. And I had a lot of 33 and a thirds. I still have all of my records. And 78s, of course, I have those. I used to have my grandmother's old Victrola that you crank up. And those records, Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby, it broke. The spring broke. I couldn't figure out how to fix it. I sold it to a guy who would fix it up. But yeah, I had those old records. I used to listen to those records when I was just a small talk. I'd sit in front of her record player and she'd let me crank it up. And we'd play those old songs. And that was an enjoyable time. Music is just music to my ears, if you want to say.
You You know, did you play an instrument at all, or you just basically a singer back then, or both?
Well, I played drums for a while, but I quit playing them when I went into high school.
Why is that?
I sang in the choir in the grade school, and I stopped singing in high school. I don't know why I stopped. I played both. I should have played the drums and kept singing, but you know how it goes. You're young, and you don't think that you'll ever use those skills later on in life. But music teacher in grade school wanted me to continue singing. She was the same teacher in high school, and she wanted me to sing. And I said, I don't think I want to. And she always was after. I ended up painting her house later on, and she asked me if I was still singing. Nope, she said, you're missing out. She said, you're missing out. That voice of yours is unusual, and you need to keep singing. And I picked it up a few years later, you know. Start singing again.
You know, I started off as a drummer. Well, I started off as a ukulele player. That's way back when, right? This is when I was younger. Right, but then when I got into high school, I said, let's try the drums, right? And we were stationed in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. We come from a military family. And, my mom said, you know what? I'm going to buy you a drum set. Okay, great. And, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I was in Fairbanks, Alaska. And we went, check this out, all right? So I was still in grade school. That's how it all started. I was still in grade school. And my mother was working at this place called the Tiki Cove. It was like the Tiki Bar, in Fairbanks, Alaska, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so it was their wedding anniversary, and I can't remember the name of the club, all right? So anyway, we go to this club, and there's this drum set there and a organ player, right? Just an organ. And I'm looking at the drum set, and I'm going, wow. That's pretty cool. What is this? So my mother knew the proprietor of this club. And the kid goes, go up there and do it. Mess around with it, right? The next thing I just got into these drums, right? My mother buys me this set of drums. So fast forward, we were transferred from Fort Wainwright in Fairbanks, Alaska to Fort Jackson in South Carolina. So what happens now is that the Army actually has people come in and they pack up your household, they put in this big crate and they send it down to Fort Jackson, South Carolina. So I get there and all of a sudden, our household goods show up and my drums, I'm going, oh, this is good. So they have a teenage club. It gets better, okay? So they got this teenage club, right? And I get down there and I'm going, hey, this is cool. So we make this band. I go to this high school called Dentsville High School. It's on the outskirts of Fort Jackson, right? And I meet all these cool characters, man. I mean, we had bass players, you had guitar players, you had horn players, And so we make this band, right? And I remember we used to go to this teenage club and just play the heck out of this, right? And finally, I realized, I said, you know what? I'm the first guy there. And I'm the last guy to leave at any gig that we play. I don't want to play drums anymore. I want to do something else, So I pick up a guitar, Now I'm playing guitar. But, if you look at, our past, all right? Were there a lot of teenage clubs in Omaha that you used to go to?
No, there was not. We had our own neighborhood gang, kind of our gang. But there was not a whole lot of clubs there that I can recall. But I do want to mention I tried playing the ukulele once. And I begged my own parents for a guitar because I wanted to be like Elvis and Ricky. and no chance. But she got me a ukulele and said, if you do well with that, we'll get you a guitar. Well, she discouraged me. She really discouraged me in playing. Won't go into details, but... And later on in life, I went to my mom and dad down in Omaha visiting, and we were talking about music. And I told my mom, I said, why did you discourage me? How much I wanted to play guitar. Why did you discourage me on the ukulele? She said, well, you know, I didn't want you to turn out like Elvis Presley or Ricky Nelson. I chuckled and I said, I doubt if that would have happened, but thanks for saving me, Mom.
Oh, funny story. But, you know, this our program, Street Beat, it's called that because we talk about things that the car enthusiasts have done in you know, in the past. You know, you got the music going on in the car way back in the day and up to current times. But I guess my question is, you know, so that we can kind of relate to the car industry. How do you take, you know, all of this music, all right, and, you know, and it's in the car. Now, we're talking about maybe 50s, 60s, okay? Now you have, you know, those are good times because you could understand the music. They had, you know, good hooks to all the music. And for some reason, it was like, oh, man, this is enthusiasm, the joy, you know, of all of this music that was coming out back in the day. I mean, even though it was the Beatles and or Dusty Springfield or, you know, Roy Orbison, you know, those were the good times. But let's relate all of this back to the car, you know, to the car industry back then, because the biggest thing they had were two things: the car radio, number one, and back in the day there were select cars that actually had phonograph records that that you could, you know, or phonograph record machines that were built in the cars. That were you able to, you know, tool around Omaha with a record player in the car? No radio. There was just a record player.
Well, I had a 68 Firebird.
Firebird?
It was awesome. Yeah, I wish I still had it. It was awesome. 354 on the floor.
Wow.
I had an 8-track player in there. Thanks.
Yeah.
And I must have had 200 or 300 8-tracks. And I would go around, I'd play music constantly. And I was dating my wife, we'd always play the Supremes, and we'd always play the love tunes. And it was a great time.
Eight-track players were really, you know, it was one of those things that if you don't take the tape out, now you got to rewind it. Remember that?
Yep.
And then went from 8-track to cassette players, right? But, you know, the beauty about it, back in the 50s and 60s, they still had that phonograph record player that you could put in the car. And there were, you know, I mean, to have your records, your vinyl records that you're going, you know, tooling around, you know, whatever city that we were in, and, you know, you've got your records there, right? And you would play the hell out of that record, and you know, and I don't remember if those records would get scratched. Do you?
No, they didn't get scratched, but my friend left some out, and he went inside someplace to eat, left his vinyls exposed to the sun, and they all got warped. It ruined them.
Yeah, but you know, when you flip the coin on all of this, you know what I'm trying to get at in regards to the car enthusiasts, you know, that are listening today. I mean, you went from phonograph records in the car, you went to 8-track, you went to cassettes, and then you went to all of these, you know, these CDs, right? And I'm going, what a transition. You know, I've got about another 2 minutes for you. You know, what else you want to talk about in our last 2 minutes?
And the last 2 minutes, oh, gee whiz, I got so much to talk about. The last 2 minutes is not enough, but I'm just kidding.
Hey, question, you know,
my wife tells me I talk too much.
That's part of me.
I love talking to people. I love learning about other people's lives and what they like. It's kind of an interrogation for me. If I talk to you, I want to know who you are, who you're married to, and what you got kids, and where you work, and, you know. I learned that from my dad. My dad would do that. He would talk to people, and I can't remember a name if I leave the room, but my dad was amazing. He'd interrogate you like that, and his memory was great. Next time he saw you, a year or two or 3 years later, he'd ask you, hey, how, and he'd call you by name. Ask you, call your wife by name, how is she, call your kids by name, are you still working here? He was amazing. I wish I had his memory.
Yeah, you know, it's when you get into small talk with you know, people that you really don't know, and all of a sudden it just develops into a nice conversation. Yeah. That's the things that I miss. And back in the day, I used to go to the malls and just sit around, you know, people watch. You know, it was just one of those times that, you know, I still have lifelong friends that still call me and say, "Man, you remember when we met? You know, we were sitting on the beach eating lunch, and all of a sudden you said, 'Hey, man, how's the way?'" And then, you know, it's developed into like a 60-year, you know, friendship. You know, it's like, holy crap, what happened here? And how time goes by. In our last minute we have here, parting words for our friends.
Well, my friends, eat healthy, stay active, keep moving, say don't rust away. That you wear yourself out is better than rusting away. But eat healthy. And always smile.
There you go. My friend Wolf, thanks for being on today, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Absolutely.
All you have a blessed day.
Nicely done. You as well. Nicely done. With Wolf today, you're listening to Speedy and Spitz Street Beat.